shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Go to StopTheFTAA.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check or earn income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Toll free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
Hi, you've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can please call me back.
Hello, my name is Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello, this is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I'm coming to you live tonight from the comfortable confines of the Radio Row here at the beautiful Phoenix Park Hotel in our nation's capital. This is a special night for us. We are show number one, kicking off the Feet to the Fire event here in Washington, D.C. We started out today with a rally of over 1,000 Americans of all races, creeds, and colors in Lafayette Park. It was put on by D.A. King of the Dust and Inman Society. It had speeches from top invasion organizers, activists, and talk show hosts, including yours truly. We did this right at the back door, the fish that stinks from the head, George Bush Jr. What an idiot. Do I think he's concerned? No. Do I think he cares? No. Do I think he hurt us? Maybe. Do I think he sucks? Yes! You damn right I think he sucks. And that was the consensus of the day. I talked to many people one-on-one all over the park today. People from all over the country, Americans from all around. Folks who are mad. People from Montana. People from Connecticut. People from California. Lots of those. People from the Deep South. People from New York. There were even people there from the countries of Texas and Brooklyn. The country was well represented at this event. And all the people speak in one voice in asking the President and Congress to protect us and save us from this invasion. Save this American nation for our children. Save our jobs. Protect our wages from these usurpers who've all taken everything from us and have zero loyalty towards us and our country. You should have seen the signs of the protesters at Lafayette Park. F the border. F America. F the flag. They were trying to burn an American flag. There were about 20 to 25 of them out there, loud, nasty, profane, ugly, and outnumbered, totally outnumbered. I'm going to tell you something, folks. My, how things have changed. Things have really, really turned around for us. The last time we did this in April of 05, there was a third of the people at the rally and seven talk show hosts, only seven. This time, the year of 2007, the rally was massive, and there are 40 talk show hosts coming here from all over the country, along with thousands of their listeners who have put Congress at the top of their list. The stinking Congress, the stinking president of this country are going to hear from us tomorrow. We're going to go get in their faces. The last time we did this, we held back the amnesty. This time, it's a thousandfold more important than the last. And with a Democratic Congress and a president who sucks, we've got to get in their faces tomorrow. We'll put their feet to the fire. We will rattle their teeth. We will prick their ears. We will make them understand that this is America. We will speak in one voice. We will tell them the time has come to do our bidding and our bidding only. Look out, Congress. We're coming to an office near you. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, President of the Association of Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. State Senator Gloria Romero has a bad idea for peace officers working in California. Since she's a state senator, she can share that bad idea with all of us in the form of legislative measure. Her bill is SB 1019. Ms. Romero's bill would specifically overturn the California Supreme Court ruling in Copley Press v. Superior Court, and thereby give the press and public virtually complete access to peace officers' disciplinary records. That's a bad idea for cops and for public safety. Suspects, inmates, and anyone else who wants to make us miserable need only make an allegation against us. It's not their responsibility to tell the truth. What's worse is that the Sheriff's Department's investigators have been known to go out of their way to withhold evidence that would exonerate a deputy or district attorney investigator. Imagine all those false and malicious allegations in the hands of the personal injury lawyers that sue police officers and law enforcement agencies. That's exactly what would happen if Senator Romero's bill becomes law. Together with other police officer associations, we're working hard to make sure it doesn't. I'm Steve Remich. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. Want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me get out that caller number now. We will take a few calls, but not too many. But if you want to get on with something special, we will hear from you. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for Most Horriblest Clown of the Week.
Yes, it is time for the Most Horriblest Clown of the Week. Folks, we talk a lot about racism on this show. We talk about those who only advocate for their own, and every other race be damned. A very good example of that racism happened last week. Bill Richardson, the man who once said that Americans of Latin persuasion must stop thinking of themselves as Mexicans, Cubans, and Puerto Ricans, and begin thinking of themselves as Hispanic because of the power they can gain. Well, he reared his ugly head again last week, and though he said recently that Attorney General Gonzalez should step down, when asked earlier last week about the same thing, he said, quote, you're going to love this, he said, quote, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, unquote. Well, that's a good thing. We don't want to convict anybody without the benefit of a doubt, but he went on to say and explain why he said that. The only reason, quote, that I'm calling Gonzalez, not calling for his resignation, is because he is Hispanic, unquote. Now, guys, if a white guy, or even a black guy for that matter, steps up and says, I'm going to give somebody the benefit of the doubt because the guy's white like me or black like me, guess what? They would be damned like you wouldn't believe. But no, he can get away with it because he is one of the chosen people. Now, I'm not speaking against Hispanics. I'm speaking against Hispanics that are racist against America. I'm speaking against Hispanics who say they can rule this country. They can run this country like George Lopez. I'm speaking against Hispanics who say this is our land and nobody else has a right to it because they're not the same color as us. This guy here is a racist. He has been a racist, and now he's going to run for president, and if he wins, he will be our first racist president. There are many Hispanics that I would vote for, folks, but not this guy. Not in a million years. Bill Richardson, you suck. You have sucked, but now you are the horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, I am privileged tonight to have, for the first time in the history of Terry Anderson Show, a co-host. How you like that? We got a guy tonight that will be very, very familiar to our audience in Los Angeles, Mr. Kevin James. Kevin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry Anderson. How are the first co-host?
My man. This is Kevin James.
Do I get James. A plaque?
Yeah, we're going to give you something. Hold breath. this is Kevin James, late of KABC Radio in Los Angeles. He is at large at the moment.
And somebody found me in D.C. and told me there was a radio show going on over here.
The rumors are flying. He's still looking, folks. He's pounding a beat out here at 1 o'clock in the morning. Ken, what did you think about the proceedings out there today at the rally?
It was amazing today, Terry. I saw a ton of American flags. You could tell the opposition.
Right.
I could tell the opposition. They were the ones that had the yellow and black signs, the Hate America signs.
Right.
They don't know our colors and they don't know our language.
And they were ugly. Did you notice
that? I was waiting you to say
that. Yeah. And I say that because of their actions, because of their rhetoric, because of the vile speech coming out of their mouth. They were cursing at us and calling us names in two languages. It's ridiculous. On our side, however, nice people, well-behaved, carrying American flags, all getting along, different races, different ethnicities, different sizes, different weights, different heights, and we...
Different ages,
there
too.
You go. Old people, young folks,
that's
real
right.
Young folks
that's
today.
That's right.
And some middle-aged people like me, that's right. We were all out there with a single mind trying to do things for America.
And I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's an exciting week, Terry. There are some members of Congress that are going to have some visitors. Whether they like it or not, they're going to have some visitors, and the visitors are going to come with information. The visitors are going to come with demands. The visitors are going to come with frankly, some embarrassing facts. And earlier I was talking with Phyllis, one of my teammates, about, well, what do if we get the opportunity to have a breakfast with Dianne Feinstein, what do you say to somebody like Dianne Feinstein? Something to embarrass her. That's what you say to Dianne Feinstein, something to embarrass her. And with the information of the illegal alien invasion that we are having to suffer through as American citizens today, there are so many things that we can say to these representatives that will embarrass them because they have permitted to get to the level that it's gotten to now.
It is amazing. And take your Epicac with you, folks, because after they talk, I'm going to vomit. Trust me, there's nothing they're going to say that's going to make any sense. You know what gets me, Kevin? We've done this before. And it does do good. There is a power of the people here.
Oh, there is a real power of the people.
This is the time to flex your muscles. Get in their face. Let them know how you feel. People don't understand the power that we have not used. Now, you don't have to come to Washington to do it, folks. What we're telling you is those of you who are staying home, call Congress Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Let them know we're here raising hell, and let them know to look outside the door and be afraid because we're on the way. Tell them how you feel. Call them up and demand that on-site audience with them when they come back to town. I do that all the time. I have gone to see my congressperson. I went to see Julian Dixon. Right after I went to visit him, he died. I mean, I don't know if there's any connection there, but it did happen.
Terry, do you have any appointments tomorrow?
I've got a few, but we're not going to go into that. Folks, what we're doing tonight, Kevin and I, we got a bunch of folks here, heavy hitters that are standing by to come on the radio, give their views of what happened today, and we're going to start off with my buddy, my ex-co-host when he was on KDWN. You folks out there will definitely know this name, Mark Edwards. Wake up, America, and unite to fight. Mark, what do you hear? What do you say? They love you, buddy.
Let me tell you, Terry, you were on with me every Wednesday night.
We were.
I will long remember that. We really took them apart a few times. We didn't leave any stone unturned, and I think we've got a few more to turn in the future. I think in the future we have to turn a few more stones.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm looking at today's paper, Metro paper here, Washington Post, the Metro section. Rally against illegal immigration scheduled. Radio host enlisted.
Yeah, well, that's what was all about. How perceptive.
They're having trouble with math, though. Did you notice that now they're even dumbing down the number? Instead of 12 million, now it's gone down to 10 to 12 million.
Well,
it's 30 million.
No, it's progress. We cut it in half, at least by two-thirds. We're doing great.
62% say that these people should stick around.
Well, I don't believe that.
You got to consider the source.
Yeah, you got
Washington Post.
Hey, give me $20 and 20 minutes. I can bring back any opinion poll the way you want it, the way it's written, and you will be happy with it. Trust me on that one. Mark, what's in the future for us?
In the future, I really think we're winning. I remember Tancredo said that at the first Unite the Fight.
He did.
And everybody looked at him and said, whoa. He said, we are winning. And he leaned into the mic. I remember that. I think we are because I see more activity on our side. Their side's dwindling a little bit.
They are.
Advanced.
They are.
And I'm noticing that, too.
And we're getting bigger.
Yeah.
We outnumber them. Only place they can still outnumber us is in L.A., but you know what? It's quality over quantity.
Look at the numbers they had last time in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't even get all the way around their building. It's a good thing they didn't double the size of that building.
Kevin's on the money, and they talked about they were going to have 100,000 out there. What was it, a couple grand came out there? Maybe.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Mark, what about this year? We got Unite to Fight 3 or what?
Well, Unite to Fight 3 is still on the drawing boards. We hope it comes off with the help of all these kind of people that are here and, you know, any organization we can get involved in it because it was important. We did it for 2 years. You were part of the initial part of it. We had Steve King the second year.
Right.
He was a knockout. And who knows what could happen August 10th and 11th in Las Vegas.
You'll let us know when it happens.
I sure hope it does.
Mark Edwards, folks.
God bless you, Terry.
All right, buddy. We're going to reel them off tonight, folks. We're going to get them all in here. And we got Michelle Delacroix from Mothers Against Illegal Aliens in the state of Arizona. Michelle, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, thanks for having me. We're just having a great time here. Mothers Against Illegal Aliens' presence in America is showing. We've got mothers all over America coming here today, showing up, and kids coming. I've seen young children at this rally. And the amazing thing is you've got these goons coming here, and these girls actually screaming out, telling us they want our soldiers to die, screaming out in Spanish, and it's disgusting.
Oh, it was.
I mean, we've got kids at Brophy Elementary School in Phoenix, Arizona right now. It's a Jesuit school, and they're practicing illegal immigration, and they've got a class right there of boys, 10 boys, freshmen for the American Values Club, and they're being dismissed. They've been dismantled, and we believe one of the boys may even be terminated by the end of the year.
Unbelievable.
We've got children, American children, that are being told that socialism is the way to go. Borders without borders is the way to go. A national country of one big nation is what's better for us than to have rules followed. Children thinking that breaking the laws in America, based on what they're being taught by even the Catholic churches and all these churches around, is a way to get to an end to a means by breaking the law, by saying it's for humanity, is a good thing. This is not a good thing, teaching children this.
You folks out there in radio, and you can't see what I'm doing, but I got your socialism right here.
Yeah, I see you.
So what's for the future, Michelle? What do you got going?
Well, we've got a wonderful thing going. June 14th, 15th, and 16th, we've got the Million Mother March coming up, and we're working with a great group called Let Freedom Ring. They can go to mothersagainstillegalaliens.org and link right up to them, go right to their thing, and they can need donations for pot-a-porties or port-potties or whichever way you want to put it. You can even put your own president or senator's name on the potty if you want to donate $50 to it.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Well, the illegal aliens don't use those, though. They just use the street.
Oh, actually.
Kevin said that. It wasn't me, but he's right.
Kevin, let me tell you something. I got a little video of an illegal aliens in like a little atrium, and he actually sits in a pot.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that one.
It's disgusting.
We've seen that one. Yeah, family values. Michelle, I want to thank you for coming down.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, folks, now.
Michelle's had a busy day.
We've got William Gein from Alipac. This guy is right on top of things, North Carolina. William, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say this is the time for us to be here right now because the people responsible for betraying this country know they've got a very narrow period of time with the 2008 elections approaching. You may have heard just last week, Giuliani got tougher on immigration. Did anybody hear that?
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, and Hillary's going to get tough again, and McCain is running from Kennedy. But look, I want to say something about John McCain. Politics makes strange bedfellows, but when you've been in bed with Ted Kennedy, you've got political herpes.
And oh, boy. Hey, and a cootie or few or two, you know, who knows?
No, you don't get out of that bed. But the point is, they know that this is a narrow window of time because those politicians are looking at their internal polls, not the ones you read in the newspaper about 78% favor a path to citizenship. They're looking at the real hard data, and they know the American public is against amnesty and wants the illegals to go home. And so the more that political force of 2008 takes effect, their time is really running out here.
Well, go ahead, Terry.
No, go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, and he's so right about this window of opportunity, because when we start getting closer and closer to the 2008 election, and that's where I think that a lot of these blue dog Democrats can help save us in the House of Representatives with this STRIVE Act and the latest amnesty plan. They're going to start getting nervous.
That's right.
All right, and they're not going to want to have to make a vote on immigration.
Right.
And given what they're shoving in our face with this amnesty, if we can stop the vote, if we can get a no vote on this, that's a victory for us right now.
And one more thing. These Democrats ran on tough illegal alien platforms.
They ran to the right.
They ran to the right.
Had they beat J.D. Hayworth in Arizona? They ran to the right.
And that's how they beat our guy, Hostetler, in Indiana. The sheriff there ran saying, no, we can't have this. We're going to stop it. And he won. Well, let's put his feet to the fire and say, okay, you made a promise. Stand up and stick with it.
That's right. And the ones that are on the fence, just as William said, they are not going to want to get close to this come election time.
That's
folks, they get it every 2 years. It comes around awfully quickly in the House of Representatives.
Well, look, John McCain, he came out of the magic land of D.C. where these million-dollar lobbyists from the Chamber of Commerce and Bank of America is feeding them a free chicken sandwich every day, went to Iowa, and the people schooled him. That's what our job is. We have to connect the people with these politicians, and that's why we're here, and we've got to get them as close to the public as we can, and every day they're going to get more nervous. And that's why it's so important that tomorrow morning, I guess at 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock Coast, we don't just want people calling. We want people calling so much that every phone in D.C. is ringing off the hook, and it doesn't stop till Wednesday, because people, now is the time to move.
Make them buy phones, folks. Blow the ringers up.
Help us from home. We need you.
William Gein, Alipac. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you,
we appreciate it.
All right.
What
Terry,
do you think?
I've got to tell you, you run a pretty tight ship here.
What can I tell you?
You can push guests through.
Oh, you got a hook over here. We got Alan Cooper now. He's from Comprehensive U.S. Sustainable Population. Alan looks at this thing from the ecological standpoint. He's been doing this for some time. Alan, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say I'm here to speak for the environment.
There you go.
Where are the environmentalists on this issue?
You're sitting across from him.
Where are they?
There he is. You know, Alan, I want to ask you something. How do we break this silence on immigration? With the environmental people.
I think tomorrow when we're out there talking, lobbying, we should ask our representatives and senators, when is this going to end? We can't stuff more people into the United States. The estimates are that we've got about twice the number that could be sustainable over the long term, living the way we do. And you always want to know, where are we going for the future with the environment, actually with everything, with the economy, and what have we got? We have to have a discussion of what is our goal for a sustainable population. And once the government starts to speak up, maybe we can break the silence in the environmental movement.
But Alan, it's a disgrace. They tell us, okay, we got more people. Now we got more consumers. Is that good? I mean, that's the argument we hear.
You know, the check on all this is the global warming. The United States contributes more than any other country. None of the other industrialized countries are growing the way we are. The whole thing is a disgrace. We contribute 25% to the whole world of the greenhouse gases. So we see what's happening. It's obvious that this can't continue.
Well, but they don't mind bringing in an additional 17,500 Mexican trucks every day.
That's the one that gets me. And then they tell me to buy some little hybrid death box, some little coffin that I'm going to get killed in so I can save gas so some illegal alien can come in here and burn it up.
Yeah, and in San Francisco, you can't use a plastic bag anymore. Jeez. But the Mexican trucks can come across the border.
Efficient use of energy, that's fine, but you can't have this constant growth in population. The crazy thing is the environmental movement was right there when we had the baby boom. We know about that, and we see the results of that. Now we have an immigration boom, and we have this silence, and that's because the professional staffs in the environmental movement just don't want to touch it. They want to continue their work on public lands, pollution, and all of that.
Is it because a lot of the environmentalists on the left are politically correct?
That's what they say, but I'm basically appealing to the rank and file, people like myself.
Regular people.
Regular environmentalists, they have to speak to their, essentially their manager.
Tree-hugging friends. I mean,
Alan, we want to thank you for coming on. Alan Cooper, folks.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. You know, the thing about it is, folks, we've got different angles of this. I know people that handle the environmental aspects. I know the people that handle the voting rights deal. You know, we don't want people voting in our elections. I know people that are concerned about the schools. I know people that are concerned about the wages. I know people concerned about the job market. But it all comes together. And when they tell Tom Tancredo that he is a one-issue voter, you know what he says? Well, at least I got an issue.
That's right. And it's
he said that on my show. Yeah. And he's absolutely right. And here's what gets me, Kevin. All of these things are connected. This is the only issue in this country where so many things are connected to it. And without fixing that, you can't fix those.
I'll tell you what, Terry, and that's something that's so important. It is every issue. We even discovered a way. You know, we can blame the lack of an NFL football team in Los Angeles on illegal aliens.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
We can't keep an NFL football team.
The gang problems in the Raider games had to do with illegal aliens.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason that they left town. We can't. So it affects every issue in Los Angeles. Something I saw in the LA Times, it actually mentioned in the Los Angeles Times, if I'm not mistaken, on the paper, talking about Tom Tancredo, Terry. He got standing ovation after standing ovation in Iowa. I've always said, all you have to do is let them talk about this issue.
That's right.
Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, when they talk about this issue, they're going to get the response, and if the mainstream media, they will be forced to talk about these candidates at that point.
And every time they talk about it, the people make their known. Look what happened to John McCain. John McCain is a troll. This guy here is against us, but guess what? Those people in Iowa slapped him in his face, and what does he do? I'm going to rethink my position. What? Give me a break.
John McCain, I don't think he lasts to the second primary.
No, he won't. Thank God for that. He should have stayed in the Hanoi Hilton, my opinion. What can I tell you? I mean, here's a guy that doesn't care anything about America. They are all elitists. And I don't know if you heard what I said today about Hannity, about O'Reilly. These are people that don't care about it. All they talk about is what the president wants. If you want to know what the president had for breakfast, you check with Sean Hannity.
Well, I'll tell you what got interesting about that, too. Did you notice whenever Oprah's Giuliani comes on, nobody wants to, when Hannity's talking to his candidates on Monday and Thursday, all of a sudden the illegal immigration question doesn't come up. And it's because Giuliani talks about there's a new, I speak politician, Terry, and there's a new term, it's regularization.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to regularize all the illegal aliens. I didn't know they were all constipated.
I'm getting old. I need some regularization myself. What can I tell you?
We've got 30 million constipated people here, and Giuliani's going to do something to fix it. But I speak politician, he means amnesty. And he will not let another immigration question come in front of Giuliani anymore.
Well, we'll see what happens with Giuliani. I don't get it. I never have gotten it. He is against us. He's not a conservative like he claims to be. He is none of the above. But let me tell you this. The people will speak, and the Republicans had better get them a candidate that's going to stand up to these other Democrats. And if they don't, they're...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your debt, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Asking for the Dennis Prager price list. Vista Lexus in Woodland Hills off the 101 freeway, Canoga exit.
MedFed, middays, noon to 3, News Talk 870, KRLA.
Just right.
Do you hear him, folks? This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network. We're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States. Do you hear these people? We've got people here from all over the country, folks. They came to see the show. We got a lady back here in the corner. They're daubing her mouth every 5 minutes because she's frothing at the mouth. Can't wait till tomorrow to get at these politicians. She's ready to go. And you know what? I'm not going to hold her back. I'm going to egg on. I'm going to push her at them. I'm going to let them know. You know what? We got people that are that angry. We are pissed as Americans. We're not racist. I do very few dismas. I'm going to do that one. But we are angry. And the reason we are angry is because what has been perpetrated against us by our government, our president, our local people, our politicians, and the sucking media out here who go against us every time. You ought to see the hit piece they did in the Washington Post. You know what? They suck. But you know, we can overcome that. And we're going to overcome it with the truth. That's what we always use. Rick Altman here from CAPS. My man, Rick, my buddy, California's for Population Stabilization. Rick, what do you hear? What do you say?
Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure.
Great day. I took a lot of pictures out there. There's a picture of you and Roger Hitchcock. We put it up on American Patrol.
AmericanPatrol.com, folks.
There's a lot of the pictures from today, a lot of great signs, and a lot of the Cretans from the other side and them demonstrating in their signs.
Did you see the signs?
Yes.
I mean, that is outrageous. And some of the stuff coming from their mouth, you know, I'm not a timid guy, you know, but
it's pretty pathetic, really.
I was embarrassed to hear some of the things they were saying, you know?
It was pretty pathetic. Anyway, there's some good pictures up on America Patrol, and you wowed them as usual. You came in and got everybody stirred up.
Now, Terry, you didn't seem to be too nervous in front of the crowd.
Never.
You seem to be comfortable up there on
the stage.
Well,
you know what it is, Kevin? It's like a switch. It's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde thing, you know? And I'm a real nice guy, but when the light goes on here to go on the air or the mics turn on at the rallies, I say what I think I need to say.
And I just want to say that those of us who follow you to the microphone, we're so happy that we're actually following you up there.
Sorry. You know what it is? We had a lot of good speakers. D.A. set up a really... Can we hear it for D.A. King,
guys? That's here for D.A. King. You're absolutely right.
Justin Inman Society. Guy really put on a quality class.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely nice. And, folks, it's 80 degrees here in Washington, D.C.
It was a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Raining in L.A.
We're loving it. Listen, the last couple of weeks I've been up in Sacramento, and I just want to tell our California listeners that one Bill Gill is at it again. We're now up there fighting the ninth attempt to overturn the driver's license bill that we passed when Pete Wilson was governor, the ninth attempt since Pete Wilson has left the office of governorship to try to undo the California driver's license law. But something else more disturbing, we expected that to happen. The thing got out of committee. It's going to be up to Arnold Schwarzenegger to veto it again.
That makes me nervous this time, fellas.
It does me, too.
It makes me nervous.
Arnold,
stupid governor.
And he's waffling like crazy.
He is.
When he was running for re-election, I assumed he was going to veto it, but I don't know if he's running for something.
You know, he has forgotten that that's one of the reasons he got elected governor of California. In the recall
I think, you know, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. But let me tell you something that was more disturbing. There were a couple bills up there that I testified on that would have required, get this, it would have required the contractors for the state of California employees that are being paid with our tax dollars actually verify that the people working for them actually had a right to those jobs. Not only were they ridiculed in committee, and I mean, I'm used to being ridiculed by some of the morons up there. Not only was it ridiculed, but the Republicans sitting on the committee didn't even vote for the bills when they were up. Sharon Runner had an excellent bill up there that would have required it. I think this is where it has to start. Government is the other big employer in the country. If we can't get the government to make sure that our tax dollars aren't paying salaries to people that aren't in the country illegally, who can we get it going? Unfortunately, I mean, it didn't get out of committee. And it was, I was sitting there and I was reminded of that old Woody Allen movie where he's asked, what do you do? And he says, oh, I'm a stockbroker. I manage other people's money until there's nothing left. That flashed through my mind and I thought, these people are elected to our government and they're sitting there and they're managing California until there's nothing left. That is exactly what I was thinking at that time.
How's that for articulating a popular rage, folks? Rick Allman from CAPS. Thanks,
Thank you,
Rick.
Mary. Keep
we appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, folks, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to take a call or two. I want my callers to think I have forsaken them tonight. Let's go to Isabel calling from San Diego. Isabel, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
Hi. Listen, what I wanted to say is that once again, our so-called leader is sending our Border Patrol agents to Iraq. As the Mexicans become more aggressive on our San Diego border, throwing rocks at our agents almost on a basis, and this week, Bush also decides that it's a good idea to bring in 25,000 Iraqi refugees into the U.S. This president is a traitor. I hate to say this because I voted for him. I am a Republican, and I am just disgusted with this man who calls himself the president of the United States.
Well, you know what? We were in his backyard earlier today, Isabel, and we tried to explain to him how we felt. I think this is an uncaring man, and you Republicans out here who send me these emails about he's a good man, let me tell you what I think of your president being a good man. Okay?
He's not a good man.
No, he is not a good man.
One other thing I'd like to say is that I am an American of Mexican descent, and my loyalty is not race, it's to America.
All right, Isabel, thank you for the call. We love you. You know, Isabel is a Hispanic person, and she believes in what we all believe in. There are no races when it comes to being an American. We are all the same, folks. And what we have done in this country is to build a place that's supposed to be homogenous.
Well, it's amazing to me, Terry, how many times you have to remind people that illegal immigration is not a race.
No, it's
illegal
not.
Status.
And they, you know, people talk about their Mexican race. When did Mexico become a race? You know, it's not a race. It is a nationality.
Yep.
It is a people's nation, not their race, not their background, and it is a culture also. But in our country, we blend all of these cultures and all these races together to allegedly make one race.
Isn't it
American
ironic?
Race.
Isn't it ironic that they twist that to call us the racists?
Oh yeah, and I see some of the things they say. These rotten, nasty, Rasa Nazi organizations like LULAC, the National Council of the Race, MALDEP, MECHE, and all the rest. These organizations serve them. The very names of their organizations only mention their race. That is amazing.
Well, Terry, there's something that is shocking from the La Raza website. You can go to their website and you can see the 91 American companies that provide the millions of dollars in funding to La Raza will knock you out of your chair if you see that information.
Unbelievable.
All right, the list is unbelievable. It's the big American companies, and it's the U.S. Department of Labor, the U.S. Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department of Commerce, everything but somehow the U.S. Department of Justice is
and
missing.
There is no justice.
There you go.
Shalene Nightingale from Save Our State. What do you hear say?
Well, hi, Terry. Thank you. This is really historic here. We have over 40 talk show hosts and bloggers. I'm here to help
Amazing.
Blog this one. But I'm also here to ask, do our elected officials care about the American children?
Yeah, where is their spokesman?
Exactly.
Who speaks for them?
Well, I'll tell you what. Save Our State has just... we've just launched the Save Our State Youth Brigade Division, and I've brought with me here to D.C. two teenagers. One is 19. He lost his best friend to an illegal alien. The other one is 16. He's a legal immigrant from Ukraine. And we're going to go and lobby and blog and
Good.
Say, where, you know, elected officials,
Good.
Hello. We need to start helping because these children... If we keep going on like this, it's going to cost $1 trillion. I mean, this report just came out from the Heritage Foundation. This is going to be what's left to our children. In New Mexico, they're bringing over drugs left and right. And currently, I don't know if you know about this, but in Dallas, Texas, they have a new epidemic. It's called the cheese epidemic. And it's they're planning on bringing it all over the United States. 9-year-olds, the cheese epidemic is a combination of black tar heroin and a cold Tylenol. They lace it together. It looks like Parmesan cheese. They're calling it the cheese. Nine-year-old children here in the United States of America are addicted to this. The illegal immigration is affecting our children so
on so many levels.
Yep. So we need to do something about it.
You know, I in my speech at the park today, I mentioned that we are victims, and we are victims. We are all victims. Our children are victims in the schools. We are victims at the job place. We're victims with our wages. Even our prisoners in our jails and prisons are victims because they're overwhelmed by illegal aliens who are basically running the jails, taking whatever they want, doing what they want to do. And this is bad when a country allows its own citizens of whatever race to become victims.
Yes.
That's what angers me.
Yes.
We are not going to be, like I said, we're not the whiny, sniveling kind of victims. We're the kind of fight back.
We fight back.
We fight back, and we're going to raise hell on this.
And we're fighting for our children.
There you go.
All right, Terry.
Shalene Nightingale.
Thank
save
you.
Our state, folks. Now we got a winner in here.
Oh, it's the MC from today's event.
Yeah, trust me, the last guest was a lot prettier than this one, but we're going to put him on anyway. We got D.A. King, folks, from the Dustin Inman Society.
Don't take that from him.
It's a face for radio, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got a face for radio. Our guy, you put on a great event today, buddy.
Thank you, Terry. It was a lot of work. There's few things more rewarding than seeing Americans standing up for the rule of law in front of the White House.
In front of the White House.
Terry, did you notice the fence around the White House?
I did.
Did you notice that there was no intruders into the White House property?
I did. I also noticed the guys on the roof in black holding SAM missiles and rifles. I mean, full auto. Here, these guys are there to protect the president and his dwelling.
They were armed.
But no such person in my neighborhood to protect me. We're on our own. They draw the border at the sidewalk. And I want to draw it down there below the United States.
It was a great rally today, Terry.
It was.
Again, the fence around the White House has me convinced of just one thing. Maybe fences really do.
Maybe fences work. Yeah, I was a little surprised to see. I thought that when I saw the fence now in this administration that the fence might only go about 5 to 8% around. that was all the funding they were able to get.
I didn't see any breaks.
No, I didn't see any breaks.
It was complete with armed guards, and that is a good point because our president, don't get me wrong, I want him protected from harm.
Absolutely.
But I damn well want to be protected too. I think all Americans have that right to demand that we be protected. Here's my second disclaimer and last of the night. I'm not saying that illegal aliens are terrorists. I do not do the terrorist thing here because I'm concerned about terrorism, but I'm more concerned about my sovereignty, about my culture, my neighborhood, my state, my country being overrun by people that have no kind of allegiance to what we do. That is my first concern. That terrorism may or may not happen. This is happening right now.
Terry, Sue and I got here in town on Thursday and Friday. I was in my United States Senator's office, Johnny Isaacson, and I went and saw my congressman, and we went through various stages of security inside the Capitol. When I came out, I ran into Tom Tancredo, and we had about 5 minutes to speak. And I want to draw attention to
what a guy.
I want to draw people's attention to part of the Flake Gutierrez bill that I'm not hearing a lot of people speak of. Please, ladies and gentlemen, read Section 113 of the Flake-Gutierrez Act. What it calls for is a study to create remove the need for visas to cross from Canada, the United States, and Mexico. That's open borders, folks. It's in the bill. It's in the language of the bill. It's Section 113, and I hope everybody...
It's a good thing to read because Tancredo talks about what slipped by him because he didn't read. He admitted that to us. He had no idea they were going to slip this into some ag bill and got away with it. And he says it was my fault, but he says, I can't read everything.
No, you can't. That's politics 101.
Right.
It's
impossible.
A 600-page bill they plop down, and they've got a number of them to look at.
But it will happen, and we've got to be vigilant on this. Not a chance to read the stuff, but we have to be vigilant. We have to understand what's going on and keep our eye on it.
Being so vigilant important. Is what the President of the United States told us all to do in November of 2001. We made the point today, illegal immigration should have stopped. If not before, it should have stopped on the 12th day of September.
Well, and when they can't hide behind, I don't want to see, you know, we have the 9/11 Commission report, Terry, and we all studied to figure out what we did wrong. We know ahead of time what we're doing wrong in this circumstance. Congressman McCaul out of Texas did his report, Line in the Sand, where he talked about the Middle Eastern terrorists that are coming to the Latin American and Central American countries for training on how to come into our country to speak Spanish and to look Hispanic, to come into our country through our southern border. We have the intel. We know what's happening. What, are we going to have another commission report to tell us that that's something that we didn't know at the time?
Probably.
It's already part of the Committee on Homeland Security's report.
Well, you know what? It's up to us. We're here for the feet to the fire, and we're going to shove it at them this week. We really are, and we're going to get it done. And if we don't, who will? We are Americans. You know, there's a time, I tell people all the time, I live in the ghetto, and if the police can't help us, the first thing we did, we put bars on our windows, okay? Then you buy a pit bull, okay? Police still can't come, then you get a pistol. I mean, I got the pistol first, but the order is irrelevant as long as you're protecting yourself. You have to do what the government won't or claims they can't do, and they're not doing it here. We have got to do it here. I'm not telling anybody, go to the Capitol with a pistol. What I'm saying is we got to go there with our words and with our anger, and don't go in there too obnoxious, but let them know how you feel. Let them know that you're pissed. Don't go in there, hi, how are you? Hey, talk to me, listen to me. I'm here. I need somebody to pay attention to what I'm saying. That's what we have to do. We have been too nice.
We have, Terry. Again, I want to say thank you very much, Terry, for speaking at my rally. And on behalf of all the speakers, nobody wanted to follow you, Terry.
Give me a break. D.A. King, folks, Dustin Inman Society, Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you, buddy.
And my buddy.
You know, Terry, one thing that I heard in one of the speakers today, the colonel from You Don't Speak For Me, was talking about the numbers from Congressman King's the report that's on his website. Then this has been heavily reported in WorldNet Daily. It's part of the congressional record where you've got 12 illegal aliens that are killing Americans each day through crime. You've got 13 Americans that are killed each day through the drunk driving illegal aliens, which has been very, you know, it's been very much in the media spotlight lately with the O'Reilly and what's his name, Geraldo, Gerald Rivers.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry Rivers and Geraldo, a chief that they had.
Gerald.
Not to mention Bob Clark, the director killed in on PCH. When you put those two together, you've got 25 illegal aliens, or 25 Americans a day killed at the hands of illegal aliens alone.
Now that's the ultimate victimhood there.
Right, yeah. And to put that in perspective, if you want to see, the government act, all right, I do a little simple math, all right, I help out the Texas grads out there, I do a little simple math, and what you do is that's 25 a day times 7 days, that's 175 people a week that are being killed at the hands of illegal aliens. That's about a 757 full of Americans. If a 757 full of Americans goes into the ocean every single week, do you think this government would do something about aviation safety in the country?
Maybe.
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 Do you think the American people might be a little concerned about traveling? Do you think they might make demands on how to make air travel safe if we lost one big jet a week?
I know it, but that's different. The president is not against the aviation. He's against us. So when you got somebody this big against you, you're fighting uphill, but it can be done. But this guy is against. He has told us that he is just going to take a dump on us when it comes to this, and there's nothing that's going to change him. We will see. We shall see. I got my buddy here, folks. He lives here in Washington, D.C. Fourth Ward, Carlos Bright. Here's a guy that I communicate with all the time. Happens to be a black man. I only tell you that because he probably would have got called a white supremacist out there today if he'd have been there. He's very brown. Trust me on that one. Carlos, what's happening here in D.C.?
Hey, Terry, it's so good to see you here in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital. I just wanted to say to all the people out there, it's not just in California, Texas. Here in Washington, D.C., Montgomery County, Maryland, Fairfax County, Prince George's County, Maryland, illegal immigration is a serious problem. And in Washington, D.C., we have the second largest Salvadorian population outside of Los Angeles.
They're fighting in the jails here now, right?
They're fighting in the jails in Prince George's County.
MS-13 has made its way.
Oh, yeah.
In my neighborhood, we have gang graffiti like STC, which stands for Street Thug Criminals, Vatos Locos, and MS-13.
Now, this is a traditionally black neighborhood.
A traditional middle-class black neighborhood in Ward 4 up northwest Washington, D.C., which is not far from Walter Reed. I live like less than half of a mile from Walter Reed Hospital.
Well, that's one of our gifts to you from California.
Take it with our blessing.
Yes.
Carlos Bright, folks, my buddy living here in Washington, D.C., he has seen it all. And let me tell you something. He gives me daily reports on what's going on here. And you know what? It makes me angry that it's happening. We live in a border state in California, Kevin.
We do.
We kind of expect that.
We live in the border
right,
state, Terry.
And we expect that. But when I hear it happening here, I get very angry. And we brought somebody else with us, James Spencer, another black man. I only tell you his race so you understand this is multicultural. James, what did you think of the number of black folks that were at that rally today?
Man, I'm very impressed, man. I'm finally glad that we're finally waking up, and it's really affecting our community, and we're
right.
Sitting silent. And
but remember when we used to go to these events and no black folks would show up?
Right.
But today, man, they were there.
They were there.
And that's what we like. What do you think the reason is why black folks are afraid to come out on this?
Well, I've been hearing everybody's scared we'll be calling racist.
Right.
Even us being called racist now. And every time we have a march in L.A., they use all kind of words at us now and call us slaves, still slave master. We still listen to the slave master, follow the slave master.
Yeah, they kill me with that one. But you know what? We're not going to listen to that. And I was out there with people of all races. I love everybody. How many Hispanic folks were out there today?
Man, a group, a heck of a group. Colonel Rodriguez's group, You Don't Speak For Me. They showed stamina and even mostly, believe it or not, it was mostly Latino news reporters asking all kind of questions.
Right.
You know,
they put the mic in that Hispanic's face in a minute and that black man's face in a minute because they want to see what we have to say. And we'll ask you questions like, well, don't you think you should be on the other side protesting these people? To which my answer is always the same. Hell no.
Matter of fact, we can say we had the Rainbow Coalition.
That's what we had. James Spencer from L.A. came down to help us out, and we appreciated it. What do you think, Kevin? We're winding down here.
We are winding down, Terry.
What do you think is going to happen? You think we're going to do any good? I mean, we can go in there and get in their face, but they're going to vote behind closed doors. I think the whole point of this is to let them know that the American people are out here and angry.
You know, I looked at one of the maps that you got there in your stack, Terry, and it came in with the packet of documents that we got from FAIR and the good people putting this together. And we just about got the entire country covered. I think there's a little dot in Utah and most of Montana, and that's about it as far as what's not covered by a radio show host that's here this week to do this kind of work. And if you look at the growth that Roger Hedgecock and KOGO, Kogo in San Diego have been able to do in just 2 years, if you look at the changes, if you look at the difference that we're making, you look at
the people
that are calling their senators, calling their congressmen 24 hours a day, you can actually see the change taking place.
Absolutely.
And one thing people need to realize, that you don't have to be in Washington, D.C. We'd love to have you if you could be, but if you're not, you don't have to be to make a huge, huge difference.
It really does.
It really does make a difference. We've changed bills overnight in just the last couple of months in California.
And them calling us racist.
That's the first thing you've got to get over.
It doesn't mean anything.
You know what I'm telling you. Just spell it with a C.
There you go. It doesn't work anymore. It's old. It's tired. It's worn out. Here's what gets me. Somebody said it this evening. I think it was Shalene. The racists are on the other side. I read that email last week on the show, folks. It said, scum whites back to Europe, niggers back to Africa. That's what it says. I'm a black man. I can use that word. It's okay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that gets me. This is a letter that I got. I get tons of these letters. I get tons of these emails from these racist people. They call me everything but a child of God. And you know why? Because I'm not saying all Hispanics are racist. We got Hispanics in this room right now that are on our side. I am saying these Hispanics are racist. And some of the people out there with them are black. Some of the people out there with them are white. We had a bunch of pasty-faced college students today that were out there with them, probably born with a silver spoon hanging out of both ends and never had to work a day in their life, never had to do a cut a lawn, but they're out there talking about the downtrodden of the world. That one kills me.
I tell you what, Terry, one thing that I did notice today that I really like seeing, more and more young people are getting involved in this. More and more young people are seeing that some of the jobs they say that the president used to like to say that Americans won't do, now they've changed the terminology, the jobs Americans aren't doing. Who gets those jobs in most places in this country? They're jobs that young people get when they first get out of school while they're still in
entry
school.
Level.
And they're starting to realize that those jobs are being taken by people that shouldn't be in this country legally.
And let me tell you folks something else. We were very, very surprised to come here. It's like culture shock to come to this part of the country. There are still black folks working at the airport. There are still black folks working fast food. There are still Americans who will take your order at the restaurant. There are black people cleaning the rooms where I work. Now, where I'm staying, do I think that I want everybody to be a maid? No. What I'm saying is there are still people at that level who need those jobs. Now, if we outsourced or gave illegal aliens those jobs in Congress, there would be an uproar about we got to stop this. But all of a sudden, when it's us, it's okay. But if it happens to them, they're going to be angry. I want to thank everybody that came in tonight, folks. I really do. We're getting ready to go. I got a room full of screaming, howling, mad folks. I'm looking in their faces.
Well, Terry, you got a crew here. I see Jason from the Fire Coalition, Joe Turner
from
FAIR.
Jason Check Joe Turner. We tried to get them all on. We just didn't have enough time. And callers, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll get to y'all next week. Jerry, Bill, Ann, Oscar, David, all the rest on the line, we love you guys. Keep calling. This was a special show, and we had to do it this way, but I just want to say this to you. It's your country, folks.
You know, Terry, you're going to have a lot to talk about next week.
Yes, we will.
After having spent a weekend here.
Yeah, and spending time with you, but we won't have you on next week. What I want to say is this, folks. Get on the phone. Do your job as an American. Make the call. Tell them how you feel. Stop being timid. Let them know how you feel. Get on there and tell them, you know what, I voted for you. Even if you didn't vote for them, tell them.
That's right.
I voted for you. If you didn't give them a dime, tell them you sent them $1,000 and you want action.
I tell them to send a copy of a check to Tancredo for $2,300. Now, you don't have to send the check.
No, send the copy.
But you want them to think that you are that level of donor.
There you go.
And if they had been right on the issue.
Absolutely. Send the copy of the check, folks. And when you get that letter from your party, say, you know what, you're not getting a dime from me. Close the borders. Fix our communities, fix our schools, get rid of these illegal aliens, and then I will send money. Send your money to the candidate of your choice, not to the party. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Chandler, my engineer back in L.A., great guy. Steve Kirsch, who hooked all this up for us, the electric guy, fabulous. Mel Hoffenfeld for taking your calls. Mike Wohner, my producer. I want to thank Fair. I want to thank D.A. for putting on a great event. R.J. Beaton at KRLA, I want to thank him. My buddy Paul in Montana. Jack from Pasadena, and I really, really, really want to thank Kevin James, my man, for coming in here and doing the show with me tonight.
Terry, it was a good time.
It was fun. It really was.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Don't forget, folks, it's your country. Don't forget to buy something American this week. This week with the swings, we got the shadow, and then we got Let's Roll Nappy-Headed Cho. Good stuff. You can read it on our website, theterryandersonshow.com, this week with the swings. I want to thank everybody once again. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress, immigrationbuzz.com. And folks, go out and buy something American this week. Your fellow American needs you. He really does. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week. TheTerryAndersonShow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed?